did not consider any submission. I think it must also be placed on record that there were submissions made by the Law Society regarding the reservations, and that's how, regardless of the submissions and on the basis of both submissions from the Law Society and the Department, we are in full support of the bill as proposed.
Thank you very much. If I may, Chair. Chairperson, for you, the committee dealt with this matter yesterday, and Honourable Manapoli referred us to the rules, specifically Rule 210 and Rule 211, and in terms that deals with the reporting and the discussion of the committee in terms of the bill, and in terms of the phrasing of the report, the bill is not being adopted with amendments. So when we say having considered the subject of the bill, that it's captured in terms of Rule 210, that the committee has inquired into the bill, it has consulted the department, it has received submissions, etc. In terms of when this report is referred to the NCOP, the chairperson or a nominated member would then also read a statement in the House, which would then clarify any issues that the statement would want to make in terms of what submissions they considered, etc., etc.
Thank you.
Thank you. Say something,
No, Chairperson, I don't know what you're not clarifying. In fact, we don't exactly, but I was just saying, because of this presentation that was made by the Law Society, take note of it, that's what I said.
Chairperson, well, it's noted. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Member. Thank you very much. Now, let's proceed to item H for adoption of minutes of the 29th of October 2014. And the department, you can excuse. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Honourable members, minutes of the 29th of October 2014. Are you all members have the minutes? Having minutes? 29th of October 2014. I've got it in front of me. Page 1.
It cannot be 10% to no time. It should be up to 11:30 as the meeting was closed.
Thank you, sir. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Lastly, page 7. Thank you, Honourable Member.
On the last page, yes, on the closure, it cannot be 16.1. In closure, then the statement.
Thank you. Thank you, Jose. Thank you very much.
There's no numbering under the closure. It's just the statement to say the meeting closed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any move of the minute for adoption? Hey, who did what did you? Move of the minute, adoption. Mr. Msanga, one of Msanga, second.
No.
Seconded by Honorable
Thank you, Honorable.
I'll ask the secretary to go through to our committee consideration of draft first term program of 2015. That's 2 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. Very quickly. Committee, this is an interactive process. We can plan ahead only as far as we can. We do have instruments that have been referred to us for consideration and report. We've placed this first on the agenda for Wednesday, 4 February, which is the NCACC report. We will distribute all those documents to members. You'll note in terms of the program, there's only essentially 5 meetings, 5 Wednesdays that the committee will deal with issues in next term. Wednesday 28 January, Wednesday 4 January is committee meetings. Then 10 to 11 February, NCOP members training. 12 February is the President's State of the Nation. And then again a committee meeting on Wednesday 18 February and 25 February. And then 3 to 4 March is the NCOP strategic planning. And then 10 to 11 March will be the NCOP committee strategic planning. We haven't received any feedback from the NCOP on how those will be structured, whether the NCOP will be prescribing or whether the committee itself will be conducting its own strategic planning. And then Wednesday 18 March will be our last meeting with the Magistrates Commission quarterly briefing. And then 23 to 27 March is NCOP taking Parliament to the people. Just as a writer, this is a draft program. We do want members to interact with it, but it will go to the joint management meeting where we will coordinate with all the other committees, petitions, and COCTA in terms of the time frame. So that might change.
Chair, one, it is the identity of the document. I think the document will be misleading if it says first step. It will be the fourth step of the financial second. Our terms, how do you count them? Is that we are in the third, and the last term is January to February, March. So the first term is April to June. Am I not correct, Chair? Because it goes with the financial second.
No, Chair. And, the NCOP and the NA runs in terms of a calendar year, Chair. I understand the argument. I would agree, but the NA, that would have to be taken up with the NA and the NCOP.
Then the second part, Chair, I thought at one stage we said in that period, January to March, we would consider to have a study tour of the committee, but I don't see anything talking to it.
Members, what we've done is we've requested the research and the content advisor to research the countries for proposing to the committee. So by next week, we would like to, after we've just discussed it with the chairperson, send it to members so that members then will have the information that they require to make up the minds of which countries, in terms of what the research and the content advisor has identified, they would like to visit. We didn't want to prescribe to the committee. Then we didn't schedule it for the first term because, in general, the WIP never approves those meetings because of the State of the Nation address, because of the members' training, because of a variety of factors that requires members' participation. And normally between the third and the fourth term, they would schedule members' oversight or overseas trips because it's considered a quieter period. The second term would also be the tablings of the strategic plan, and the committees would then have to interact with those and approve the budgets based on that and the policy discussions based on that.
Are you covered, Jose, because they are still coming up with the countries that we can. I think I must put it in that the excuse that is given to say the researchers has to still go and do that is not acceptable. But once we said we are not going to take a joint in India, the other will then have to take another one. There should have been from that particular decision, start, you know, looking at what will we then recommend into. The issue of... thank you, Jefferson. Because I was of the view that before the State of the Nation, there will be 1 or 2 weeks which will be called committee weeks. That's where you normally, you know, find others, you know, trying to get slaughtered in there, either on oversight, either on our study tours, as would have been, you know, agreed by the committee.
Noted, Jose. By next week, before the 19th, we'll I'm sure the committee will debate which country are we going to. Thank you.
I was worried that you were suppressing me. The program, it gives impression that for the coming 3 weeks we don't not going to have meetings of the committee because it starts from January. I'm worried and concerned about our oversight that we took last time to Pietermaritzburg. When are we going to process that report? Because there are issues that we need to raise them with the department. And if this program says that for the next coming 2 weeks there's nothing according to this program, does it mean that those reports will be processed next week? Thank you, Chair.
No, just to clarify, this program is only for the beginning of next year. We still have one meeting scheduled for the end of this year, for the 19th of November. And the only reason we're not having the meeting next week is because of that AG workshop that's taking place. So, Honourable Manapoli, we are tabling for discussion the oversight report in the meeting of the 19th that is on the program currently.
Honourable Anna.
I'm in the act of very nice and lovely.
Then one of the one is proposing the adoption of the program. Wanda? Honorable Makarakia. Sorry, Chairperson, can we have that again, please? Honourable Makalakia. Sorry. I think for today, we managed to our meeting. Can I call this is the end of our meeting. Can I officially close the meeting and proceed with another with other program? Thank you very much. Wonderful.